producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Doctor in the house.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, tail end of the Minnesota trip for me. Dr. Batar is back. It's advanced medicine time. I was up here, started the week last week, Dr. Batar, with the United States Health Freedom Congress. Folks from all over the country, obviously very concerned, as they have been for a long time, with the erosion of freedom as it relates to health and healing. And then we get word that the Muppets now have an autistic puppet. I don't know. You know, try to equate these two. Are they normalizing a violation of our freedoms to say no, for instance, to vaccines?
Yeah, well, there are two components to this that I think argue opposing points. The first one is what you just brought up, and by almost making it acceptable and making it, or normalizing it, or giving it a normalization type effect, are they making or desensitizing people to it so that it makes it acceptable? That obviously is problematic in itself. But then to justify the use of vaccines where they're having the Muppets, I don't know how. I haven't seen Sesame Street in at least a week or so. I haven't seen Sesame Street in many years, and so I don't know. Are they using the Muppet that has autism? And then using other Muppets to talk about the importance of vaccines, and I believe they have started talking about vaccines with the Muppets talking about, you know, the importance of the vaccines, and then putting an autistic Muppet in there. If that's the case, that's very disturbing, because you're using a medical treatment propaganda technique to indoctrinate children when they're very impressionable. So that's a problem. It's similar to what we've talked about before, where they have those signs now at the pediatrician's office in some clinics where it says beyond this point no parents can come.
Yeah, remember that sign outside the door. They really wanted to isolate kids away from their parents, and that was horrific. I think that, you know, in this case, because you're right, they have used Muppets to promote a vaccine agenda all the way up with little Elmo with the Surgeon General of the United States, Murthy, I think, and yet they come in with this Muppet that has autism, and on one level, okay, we could say, well, we're dealing with the reality of loads of kids that are problematic. We could teach kids through Sesame Street how to deal with them kindly, etc. And, you know, on one level, I'm not opposed to that perspective, but the reality
that was, not to cut you off, Robert, but that was the second viewpoint, that if they're doing it to help integrate where other children know how to deal with other, you know, people, then from that standpoint, it's a good effort, but really they should be putting an effort to figure out why are we getting so much autism and stopping it and getting the mercy of the vaccines. Obviously, you know that part.
Exactly. Yeah, that is the thing that's as problematic here, is that you know, they've been part of the propaganda machine that facilitated the rise of this thing, and then, you know, we had the Johns Hopkins, this was the MIT researcher who said 1 in 2 by 2025 at this rate that it's going, you know, collapsing on the entire generations now that are born. And, you know, I think that Sesame Street, if I'm an idealist, should say, well, they should be part of the solution, not the problem. And they're thinking that they are by, you know, kind of bringing an autistic puppet to the fore. But complete ignorance of causation or denial of causation is really not, to me, a remedy for their complicitness.
Well, I totally agree, and I'm not trying to make an excuse for them, but pretty much you and I know that anybody that has any power risks political, social, and potentially financial suicide.
Yeah.
If they were to voice the truth, assuming they know it. For example, someone in 1996, so 19 years ago. And actually, that's when the movie was released with Bruce Willis, the
Mercury Rising.
Right. So if the movie was really came out in 1996, you know they started filming it in 1994. I think they came up with a script before that. So somebody, somewhere high up, powerful, knew what the truth was and was trying to let the world know.
Right.
In a coded fashion, in a way that they could have never done outrightly. In fact, the media wouldn't have covered it. It was people today that see that movie and realize the truth. And some people think, all right, people say, yeah, I just saw that movie, but Bruce Willis really looked young in that movie. I don't know what they did, you know. And I'm like, that movie came out in 1996. It's almost a 20-year-old movie. And then they look at you like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Wait a second, you know, nobody's talking about autism, mercury, really the mercury like that back then. It's like, oh, they were. And 1991 is when the whole thing started. So my point being that if somebody has a lot of power and a lot of potential of political loss or potential of losing power, potential of losing a lot of money by voicing the truth that they know and they want the world to know, but they don't have the they don't want to go through the turmoil and the arguments and the fighting and the you know, being minimized and being attacked as you have and I have and many of the people that have been outspoken about it. I can see how they would send out a coded message, like
right.
The producer of this movie. But in Sesame Street, for example, they, you know, if as powerful as they are and as big as they are, even, let's say that the writers or the producers knew the truth and wanted to put out the truth.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's many people within the organization that know the truth.
Probably.
They would potentially risk their own ruin by insisting upon doing something like that.
Yeah, it is a real concern. I think it's interesting when you look back on that to say, if somebody knew and they knew that if they spoke out, they would be done for, career-wise or even worse, could they and would they do a fictionalized Hollywood-type movie to say, hey, here it is encoded right here in this movie? It's not beyond speculation. I think that's a realistic way that somebody could assuage their future guilt, so to speak, by not speaking out.
Yeah, but if you look at that movie, it's not a potential or it's a possibility that they could. Yeah, is that what the intention was?
No, they did.
And it was definitely. I mean, you've got to watch the movie within the first 20, 30 minutes, you know, it's exactly what they did.
Yeah, it's true.
There are things in that movie that are so. That resonate so much truth, and that anybody who's dealt with autism knows it to be true. I mean, what are the chances of a movie about an autistic child who's so intelligent he breaks the national security code, and the government's after him, trying to kill his parents, they're trying to go after him because they're afraid of what other things he could do, and they think he's stealing secrets. Obviously, that was part of the fictionalization of the story. And the movie's called Mercury Rising. I mean, look at the, that's just on the surface, that's just like the tip of the iceberg. But if you start looking at the movie, there are scenes in that movie, for example, if you look at any doctors that are conventionally treating autism or dealing with autism. First of all, autism is considered a DSM-4 diagnosis, which is a psychiatric diagnosis. It's not even considered a medical diagnosis in modern medicine. And you deal with nursing staff and hospital staff and doctors, any type of clinic. Anybody that deals with autism on a normal, mainstream medical realm, they all think these children, they are handicapped, they're mentally retarded, they're developmentally delayed, they're not intelligent enough, they have a learning disability. I've had probably a third of the children that come to me where the parents have been told that these children are mentally retarded. They need to be institutionalized.
Right.
And two of those children today are in normal college, and the rest of them are all in various levels of recovery, or they're in normal school, or whatever the case is. But, in fact, you met one of them in at Autism One last year, the lady, Jamie, the one that talked at the conference, remember?
Yes.
The video I showed. So the reason I'm bringing this up is the component in that particular movie, Mercury Rising, was completely different than how mainstream doctors and nurses look at this, because they think these children are not as intelligent. But there's a scene where Bruce Willis is walking out of the intensive care unit, the child's inside the intensive care unit, and Bruce Willis says to the nurse, what's wrong with him? Doesn't he get it? And the nurse looks at him with this very serene look, and she said, that's the entire problem. He gets everything, which is the truth. They get everything. But mainstream medicine and nursing and doctors and all those other people, they never believe that. And if they did believe it, they wouldn't be putting these kids in institutions.
Yeah. And we met some other families and parents at the United States Health Freedom Congress that had similar stories of the doctors telling them that they're going to just have to institutionalize their children. And they fought and fought and fought to find information, to find doctors, to do things that would reverse this to the greatest degree that they could possibly. And in all cases, they did find a way to prevent that from occurring. You know, some with varying degrees of success in terms of total recovery. But the idea that they have to be institutionalized when, you know, these parents found that they had to detoxify them without question, at the very least, and that it reversed course or at least charted a different course for their future.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I had a conversation with one of the doctors that came through our training program 10 years ago, actually, or more than 10 years ago. He's a liver pancreatic surgeon. He now does environmental medicine, has a child with autism. Just had a brief conversation with him yesterday about something, and he brought up on a side note, he said, you know, I connected with this woman on Facebook, and she seemed like a reasonably intelligent, articulate person. And he says, if you're talking on the phone, and she says, she makes a statement, any doctor that says that autism can be cured or reversed should be put in jail. This is a layperson, and he's on the phone with me. He says, what makes a person say something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, one, it's obviously pure ignorance, isn't it? But is it pure ignorance based upon lack of knowledge, or is it pure ignorance due to how mainstream has created the image of doctors that are, or healthcare providers that are actually trying to help remove the metals and the mercury and help the kidney to recover. So the level of propaganda that has been institutionalized in our mainstream, not only now medical community, but mainstream education, as you can see in television now with the
what's been institutionalized, Dr. Bitar, is the witch hunt on the scale of Salem, but globally, over doctors who dare to say there is a way to undo this, to reverse this. When we come back, the mainstream media is ignoring what happened in Atlanta last weekend. We're not going to tell you what RFK Jr. has said. He laid down another gauntlet, and it's an incredible one after this.
Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Buy now. now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Bitar, we have got to dive into what happened in Atlanta. I don't know, before I let you know what RFK Jr. said, did you hear much? I know there was very little mainstream media coverage, if any. It was still almost a total blackout.
Robert, I have been actually thinking about what happened. I have no idea at all. Everything I'm going to hear right now is maybe for the first time. But I'm actually anxious to hear about what happened.
Okay, so we covered this yesterday a little bit. I had Kim Ritchie Spencer from the Thinking Moms Revolution on, and we talked a little bit, but we didn't have time to get to the finale of what RFK Jr. had. Now, I had him on the radio broadcast last week, and he was, you know, just not backing down. Not that I expect he would. I mean, he's really committed to this fight, this battle to overcome the ignorance and arrogance to say that there's no link here. And, you know, he realizes that strategically, even though he's a big name and he's got celebrity status and the Democrats like him, that they're still not gaining a lot of traction. So I like his thought is like, if this doesn't work, we're going to try this. So he comes out now, Bobby Kennedy, at the CDC Truth Rally in Grant Park in Atlanta, Georgia, Saturday the 24th of October, that's just this past weekend, and he took it to Dr. Frank DiStefano. Now, you know Stefano DiStefano. He's the guy that's, you know, orchestrated the corruption, if you will, that William Thompson called out on the as a CDC whistleblower. So are you ready for this statement?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
He's not ready, but go ahead.
Yeah, he's speaking directly to Dr. Stefano. He says, Dr. Frank DiStefano, who runs the vaccine division at CDC and orchestrated this corruption, as revealed by Dr. William Thompson, the CDC whistleblower, Dr. Stefano is a criminal. DiStefano is a criminal, and he has committed scientific research fraud, and he is guilty of injuring all these people. I'm saying that, and I am using his name. If what I'm saying is untrue, it is an act of slander, and I want him to sue me. If he didn't do it, he ought to sue me. He ought to file a suit this afternoon and to join me from ever saying that again. If someone said that about me, I would sue them immediately. Then he says this again. He goes further. I'm saying to you, Frank DiStefano, if you didn't poison these children, you need to sue me right now and shut me up, because what I'm saying to you is damaging to your career. Let's see what he does Monday. That's Bobby Kennedy. Whoa.
This is brilliant strategy. I mean, you talk about the art of war. This is brilliant because he is inviting him to engage, knowing full well that in a trial, everything must be exposed. And any type of trial like this, mainstream media will have to cover it. Even if they don't cover it, oh, Rob, this is unbelievable, Robert. Actually, there's two things that I want to say, but I can't say them because we're on the air.
Yeah.
I know they're not curse words, but
okay.
This is brilliant. This is brilliant.
Yeah, I was thrilled, and it's, you know, if anybody doubts, like I said, we know that there are conspiratorial suppression of information. We know that, and listen, the Kennedy family in the 20th century, I mean, has been involved in the midst of some brutal ones where some of them have lost their lives, and for RFK Jr. to stand up and not back down, and he has been threatened. He has acknowledged. He has said he has been threatened, but he is not backing down. It tells me the level of integrity he has on this issue, that he believes doing what is right is better than, you know, doing what is expedient. And for him to take it to this level, if I had any shred of doubt before, I don't anymore.
Well, integrity is one component of it, which obviously is very strong. The other one is a commitment. Many people can have the integrity, but they keep their mouth shut.
Yep.
And they do things, you know, behind the scenes, kind of like the producers of Mercury Rising. But Kennedy is doing it openly, and that shows his level of commitment. So it's a very commendable, and that's just phenomenal. It's fantastic. I can't wait for the break, Robert, because I want to tell you two things we have to do right away.
Okay. Well, we got about a minute left, and I'll just, you know, like you said, I'll add to this, and just to, you know, kind of what your response is as well. You're right. If he sued, there would be discovery, there would be revelations, there would be things that would have to be revealed that they cannot afford to reveal. So, you know, the obvious thing is DiStefano is going to have to try and ignore this, but he's going to keep ratcheting it up. We're going to keep ratcheting it up here and make it, you know, a very big point that Kennedy, you know, is as we all are, calling him out on this. And if he hasn't
it's actually even more than calling him out on it. By him, by this Dr. Stefano not responding, it's not essentially, it is an admission of guilt.
Right.
Because he's basically said, if you're not guilty, then sue me. And if you, you know, even if you are guilty, sue me, but he's basically said, sue me either way. But this guy's 99.9% certainty he's not going to sue. Why is he going to sue? Because he doesn't want to risk all the stuff coming out. Which then is an admission of guilt.
Exactly. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some things we can do to pile on in a good way, as well as other topics here that we only get together to do with Dr. Bittar when we do advanced medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Advanced Medicine Monday here continues with Dr. Rashid Vitar. And, of course, if you miss a show, there are so many ways to get a hold of it. The most direct way, go to medicalrewind.com to catch up hundreds of hours of great, great discussion with Dr. Vitar and I. Occasional phone call, but certainly questions of the day that we answer. Of course, also our syndicator GCN. We've got iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn. We've got Epic Times. We've got UK Health Radio, and now the new TalkNetwork.com. So lots more outlets hearing this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Dr. Bitar, we talk about the Sun Tzu, the art of war, throwing down the gauntlet, really doing it efficiently, not in a way that is, you know, as we talked about, you mentioned like a suicidal, political, social, financial suicide by people doing this, but really thinking it through. And RFK Jr., either he's brilliant or a combination of him and the people working with him on this issue, going after DiStefano the way they did. And I remember years ago you threw down a gauntlet here on the show that you had done in other media outlets and never aired it.
Yeah, the challenge that we thrown out, Robert, that's what you're talking about, in PBS, and then it was a PBS and Frontline on PBS, and the other one was in 2020, but yeah, they never aired it. That was your question.
Correct. Yeah, the challenge, I call it now, throwing down the gauntlet in a sense. You just laid it bare for them to come. So go ahead. Here you go.
Well, before I do that, I just wanted to mention that Robert F. Kennedy's strategy, or people that are working for him, that came up with the strategy. You know, some of this, if you think about it, I'm sure there's strategy involved, but some of it's also passion. You can't, you can't almost, I guess you could to a certain degree, but for somebody to come out and say it the way I assume was said, but just the words themselves, they indicate more than strategy. There has to be passion. There has to be a strong commitment for the truth with strategy,
right,
to be able to make a statement like that. That's not pure strategy. You know, you hear the politicians on radio and TV all the time making strategic comments. You know, we will reduce taxes, and we will. I mean, it's all BS. But it doesn't resonate the truth. This truly resonates the truth.
You're right. That passion combination in the way the words were spoken, much less the words that were chosen, it's more than just, you know, a script. By all means, you can hear it coming from his heart going, you know, I'm calling you out. What you're doing is evil. And I really believe that as well.
Yeah. Well, my challenge that I put out there, the first time was through 2020, and of course, then Eric, and then Frontline with PBS when they came to film us. And they tried multiple times to film us, and I refused. It took them 6 months to convince us, and they agreed to my terms, which were they would have to interview 3 of our patients. They spent a whole day, actually about 9 hours. They had a crew that came out, and the producers and the people that are technicians, they were just so empowered, they were so excited, they were so appreciative. And of course, our Frontline aired it. They didn't air a single second of any of that. All they showed was an undercover camera and a briefcase and referred to me as a controversial doctor. The challenge that I put out was that what I was willing to do, that I basically said, this is the challenge that I put out to any institution, to any doctors, to anybody, to the vaccine industry, to CDC, to anybody that says the vaccine is safe and they have no relationship to autism. My challenge is you come up with a number of children that we're going to treat, whether it's 20, 30, 50, 100, I don't care. Let's just say it's going to be 40 kids. They take those 40 kids that are independently diagnosed with autism, they send them into a university-based research program or university-based therapy program where they deal with autism, where independent third-party neurologists can evaluate these children to establish truly if they meet the criteria of DSM-4 for the diagnosis of autism. So it's all independently done. Regardless of where they got the original diagnosis, we send them to a university-based program, get independent confirmation that they meet the DSM-4 criteria for autism. Once that's done, and by the way, Robert, the reason for that first requirement is that so many kids that I've treated with autism, with the diagnosis of autism, after they get better, they go back to their doctors. Most of them, because the parents want to just shove it in the doctor's face.
Yep.
And they're told, well, we're not really sure if the child had autism.
Right, right. So, it was a false diagnosis, likely. That's what they say, yeah.
Exactly. So that's the first thing. We establish that diagnosis. Now, whoever the body is that's willing to accept this child, that has the cojones to actually accept this child, would have the option of choosing whichever 20 children they want to treat. They can take the least affected of those 40 and treat those, and I'll take the most effective of those 40 and treat them. So we divide them down in half. Give me the worst half, the ones that are the most difficult to deal with, the most, you know, I don't care if they have seizure disorders, if they have visual deficits, whatever. I will treat the half that is the worst. They treat the half that's the best. And in 1 year, we compare. I'm not saying that all my kids are going to be reversed, but I'm saying that we will evaluate them in 1 year and see what the difference is between the children that have been treated conventionally and the treated children that have gone through our protocol. the only stipulation, the only criteria that must be insisted upon is that the results are aired nationally.
Mm-hmm. Results made public, you can't hide them, exactly.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
And I think this would be a no-brainer. If they're so confident and cocky on their side that there's no alternative, natural, detox, semi-integrative, however you want to call it, way to reverse these symptoms, that they would say, well, let's put this to bed once and for all, right? We'll give you ours, that we'll pick out the worst, we'll give to Batar, and at the end of the year, we'll assess what happens, and it's obvious what's going to happen. You know, there's going to be no betterment. Why not do it? So the question, I guess, to you, Dr. Batar, is why has no one taken you up on the offer yet, even though you threw down the gauntlet on PBS Frontline, et cetera?
Well, they wouldn't even air it, and I think the reason they wouldn't air it is because you and I know what the outcome would be. So it would be that it would be the same type of situation why this Stefano doctor is not going to do anything with Robert F. Kennedy, because he knows, he himself knows what would happen if he were to take up the gauntlet. And it's the same situation. No individual that knows the truth would ever challenge me on this, and anybody that would challenge me on this is not confident in their own ability to do anything. They're scared that I could be right, let's put it that way, if they don't know the truth. Either they know the truth,
right,
or they're too scared that what I'm saying is right. And of course, we've only got 2,400 plus children that we've treated over the last 19 years, where we can show the documentation. In fact, that one last year that you were involved with me in that session that we did, remember the night before the keynote?
Yep.
And then at the keynote, I showed 150 slides of 150 cases and the response to treatment using the RAPTV form, taking subjective SF-36 patient outcome-based data and converting it into objective numerical data that people can see. You can just see the numbers. They're going up and they're going down. You can't refute any of that.
No, sometimes it's, I don't know if maddening is the right term to use, but knowing what we know, knowing how rapidly this could be halted and reversed at this point, I'm not saying easy, but, you know, on a global scale, if we just were honest about the causes, or if they would acknowledge that they're not sure even, just even that, that would open the ideas that we can ask questions, we can investigate further, that research integrity, that scientific integrity that is so lacking at CDC and institutions like it. Again, I come back to RFK's gauntlet that he threw down to DiStefano. I mean, you could almost say it's mild because, you know, these people, if you can call them that, like DiStefano, that are doing this knowingly, are condemning these children and these families to disastrous lives of, not only, ruin in so many ways, but economic ruin because they're bankrupting these people. And, you know, 1 out of 100, if that, are actually getting compensated through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court, the funds that are there that are actually taxpayer funds tacked onto the cost of each vaccine. So no liability to these companies, no liability to these so-called scientists at CDC or elsewhere that watch this Holocaust continue.
Yeah, I think that it's a point that needs to be made worldwide. It needs to be disseminated worldwide. It needs to be made, for people need to be made aware of it. And that's really the only thing that's lacking right now. Maddening is an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the powers that be know that they must keep this canned up. And just the fact that they control the media is the only thing I think that's protecting them right now. And if they had lost the control of the media, or if they had a way, or if there was a way to pierce the shroud of secrecy, if you will,
mm-hmm,
which we believe there is, I think that once you pierce the heart of the beast, everything else will then collapse and open up, and more people will, in the media, will jump on it. More because bad news sells better than good news, and since that is their way of feeding their coffers,
yeah,
they will eventually jump on. But right now, their coffers are being fed by the pharmaceutical industry that's advertising, and so they don't want to risk that.
Right.
But as soon as the scales tip, where they know that there's more money from advertising that's coming from companies that are not involved with this agenda, and that they can actually now spread the message of the true message, which is bad news against the CDC, the government, they will do it because their revenue model will not be risked. And I don't believe that they have an agenda. The media doesn't have an agenda. Their agenda is very simple. Where's the money coming from? Who's going to pay us? Yeah. Well, pharmaceutical industry says we're not going to advertise if you air some of these shows. They say, okay, fine, we won't air them. We'll air whatever you want us to air just so you're paying us the advertising dollars. As soon as that flips, as soon as the media is saying, oh, wait a second, we're only getting 2 million viewers, but we could have 5 million viewers that are tuning into the story. And yeah, we're going to lose the pharmaceutical revenue, but we're going to have Meineke and Subway, you know, pick up the slack. Because
right, whatever. Right. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It's an economic game if people understood that. And as they lose viewership, and of course, there'll be a temporary abandonment because the people will realize, well, we have been lied to all this time. Why should we listen to them? And they're going to have to work hard to regain the trust to say, no, we really screwed up. We're going to do it differently. In the meantime, you know, we're here doing our thing, as there are many other new media outlets that have been saying it, have been marginalized for saying it. And they will be launched more to the forefront as this goes, and there will be a natural evolution, and the people coming into what are considered those larger media outlets will have to be realizing there's a new sheriff in town, there's a new game going on, and it's one that you can't deceive the people in this way anymore. You know, who knows when that breaking point is, but certainly with RFK's gauntlet being thrown, we are a step closer, a significant step closer, to pointing out some absurdities that are very hard to suppress, ignore, or deny.
Yeah, we're definitely closer. We're definitely moving in the right direction, without a doubt.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got another segment to wrap up, Advanced Medicine, a fantastic discussion based on what's happening out there. Keep you informed. If you ever have a question or comment, you can leave a message at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com. Also, for Dr. Bitar, Dr. Bitar, drbuttar.com. Links are as well there in the show notes for his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
Live around the world,
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last week at the United States Health Freedom Congress, Dr. Tatar, I met a lot of health practitioners. And I'm not talking MDs or DOs, but like massage therapists, those that do body movement work, reconnecting neural pathways, lymphatic system. They're talking always about movement and saying how they're able to reawaken pathways, and they're seeing, even without the radical things that also need to be done, a little bit to significant improvement just by working with movement.
Yeah, you know, movement is such an important thing, Robert. In fact, think about movement and think about the conventional way of teaching and how our education system is based upon sitting still at the desk, paying attention, and if you're not, you're not disciplined. They used to swat kids with a ruler or
right.
with the paddlings, and of course nowadays they don't do that. But everything is about you got to be quiet, you got to sit at the desk, you got to pay attention to the teacher, and that's if you're not doing that, you're not disciplined. Okay? Now, look at it the opposite. In the studies have actually shown that's not the case, and I'll explain what the studies have shown. What is the one single sport that is associated with self-discipline throughout the world, throughout the ages, in the last 3,000-4,000 years?
Well, I'm thinking of the martial arts, but...
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Martial arts is all about self-discipline, yet martial arts is constant movement.
Yes.
Think about that for a second. It is the ultimate in self-discipline. When parents want their children to become disciplined, what do? They put them in martial arts programs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all movement-based. Now, they've actually done studies, and they've seen that when a child is allowed to move, their cognition, their raw ability to process information, their retention of information, everything improves. They become more able to comprehend. It's amazing. And I wasn't even aware that movement had been studied like this And when I saw these studies, and there's a program that's being put out for this by a nonprofit organization called Fit America, but when I realized that that was part of their mission to get people to realize that movement is so important, and instead of kids sitting on computers and on their iPhones and plodding away, they need to actually go out there and exercise. They need to go out there and move, because that movement is associated with better learning, better ability to comprehend and retain, etc. Now, I'm listening to one of the people talking to me about this, and it hit me all of a sudden. Conventional wisdom says that to be disciplined, you must sit quietly and look at the teacher, and the kid that's running around all over the place, they are not disciplined. Yet martial arts is the opposite. Constant movement and is the ultimate in discipline. So the association between movement and learning, movement and retention, movement and ability to comprehend and reproduce that information, without a doubt, the studies have already been done. And this program that Fit America is putting out there will help to substantiate some of the science behind this. But it's incredible information, incredible.
Brilliant. This is another layer of that. I've always been concerned about the automatons that our current school system kind of tries to breed. Good little citizens that behave, that don't question authority. That's a very dangerous precedent. The sheeple is exactly. And the reality is, if you want a dynamic society, dynamic culture, dynamic families, all of these things, you want to have a dynamic. The word dynamic is movement, right?
Absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about, that differentiation in education systems. I mean, looking at the different schools of thought, like you've got the Rudolf Steiner schools, the Montessori schools, many of these that have very advanced children are all involving and engaging movement in three-dimensional space and more. And so that kind of strengthens that. But I love what you're tying it into with the martial arts, right? The ultimate discipline. When do you want your kids to be disciplined? You send them in the martial arts. Are they learning to sit still? No. They're learning movement all of the time, and it's extraordinary. So a great, great revelation today. If it hasn't happened to you, hopefully you can see that now.
Yeah, actually, this is one of those components that when parents start to understand and they start to encourage the children to move, in fact, just getting them off the couch and stop playing video games, it's another component to this, but it's not just that. It's actually their ability to learn improves. And then you start looking at autistic kids and you see them, they're constantly moving. Maybe we should be teaching them while they're moving as opposed to trying to get them to sit still in an ABA program and try to understand.
Exactly. Well, that's a perfect wrap-up for today, Dr. Pitar. Another great advanced medicine episode, medicalrewind.com. Great place to get the archives if you miss it or want to tell your friends. Of course, come to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll always link up the archives for you after the fact. Dr. Pitar, we only have one last thing to remind the folks.
And that is, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.